Don't be afraid. You're going to make it. But it's always going to feel as if you weren't. So, but that's the fun, you see. That's all children love to take risks. They like going roaring around in hot rods or on those skateboards and things like that. It's terribly dangerous. But that courting of danger is life. Tillich calling it the courage to be. So when we get older and we think, oh Lord, for heaven's sakes, you know, I just celebrated my 50th birthday. And I realize I've made it through half a century. And I can't make out whether I'm just getting older or getting wiser. I mean, I do think, you know, for the nature has certain merciful processes in it. And that it, for example, for a person in extreme pain, the pain can be converted into ecstasy. A person who is starving can begin to feel way out. And the same way as you get older, maybe you do in a funny way get wiser and feel more at peace with yourself. You've accepted yourself with all your limitations, and you begin to understand more and more your connection with the total cosmos.
Here we go. Yes, welcome to another episode of Smile with Shay. This is episode 31. How's everybody doing? Yes. Welcome, everybody. This is another episode, another video episode too, if you're watching. And thank you for all the people that watched last week. I got a lot of feedback. I got a lot of people saying, where's the link? The link is always in my bio on Instagram and wherever else. It's a link tree. You click it and it shows you the links to everything. So yeah, thank you for listening. This is another journey we're taking, and we're gonna make it here. We're gonna make it. The bugs are attacking me again. Last week I was filming and I looked to my left. I had to film the ending like twice because there was a spider just crawling up, and I was thinking, should I kill it right now or should I just let it just sit there? A lot of people say for spiders and stuff, they like catch it and release it. I could barely catch it. So I don't know how I would be able to catch it and put it in like a jar like people do and release it and say, bye, little buddy, just so it could come back. Just so it could come back to me. Another banger. Just so it could come back. I don't think I want to do that, you guys. And then I came home the other day and this bug had like, I was just trying to eat. I came home and I ate a little late. That's what I get for eating late. And there was like this weird bug. I ended up looking it up. It's called a house centipede. It has like 100 legs. I swear it has like 99 legs. And I'm just eating like, And then I look down and it's just looking at me. It's just staring at me like, what? Who are you supposed to be here? Am I supposed to be here? Okay. This is my house. I paid rent before you got here. Okay. And supposedly you're not supposed to kill those because they kill like silverfish or any other like little bugs around. But I'm sorry, I can't just live with this freaking bug. But supposedly, if you ever see that weird bug, I posted it the other day if you follow me. If you ever see this weird bug, you're supposedly not supposed to kill it. But I literally have all kinds of sprays everywhere. I just said, get out of here. You don't live here. Get out of here. I just had to spray it. I'm sorry. That's my way of killing things. I used to use a vacuum, but now I don't have that type of vacuum where you could just suck it up. I know I'm terrible with bugs. I don't know how I could go to like Africa or something with the bugs, or somewhere where they have a bunch of bugs. Anyways, and yeah, I was eating late, and I also saw a story that says intermittent fasting is bad for your heart. Now, you know what? I don't believe the government at this point, because intermittent fasting, if you don't know, intermittent fasting is like where you fast for at least 14 or 16 hours, and then you have like an 8-hour feeding window. That means you can eat whatever you want. Hopefully it's healthy, but you can eat whatever you want within that 8 hours. And then you repeat the cycle. Usually people do like 11 to 7, and they stop eating at 7, and then they go to sleep after, and that's like when they rest, and they eat again at 11 a.m. So the government or whoever made these studies are saying that fasting is bad for you. I don't think it's bad for you. I think that fasting is supposedly like regenerates your cells and whatever. How come they never say like McDonald's is bad for you? You know what I mean? The government never says McDonald's or Pizza Hut. They have these new pizza bites. Have you seen them at Little Caesars? Those look bomb, by the way. I really want to try it. But the government or whoever, they never say, oh, these pizza bites are bad for you. They never say like In-N-Out is bad for you or Chick-fil-A is bad for you. But anyways, I'm losing it already. And by the way, somebody told me on the, I don't know who it was. Maybe it was a friend or somebody trolling. They're like, please stop using that sound. Guess what? I'll use this sound however long I want to use it. Okay. I love it. Okay. It's just my awkward person. It's my awkward alter ego. And it's just a little filter for me. Okay. This podcast is not for you. It's for me. Okay. This is my own therapy. This is my own way to talk my shit. Okay. Without judging myself. This is my free space. Okay. And if you want to join my free space, you're free to join. And I know it sounds like I'm on schmoffy, but I'm not. I'm actually on tart cherry juice. Wow. That's healthy. But I hope it's not staining my teeth red. But it's not wine, guys. It's, I don't know where the camera is, but it's not wine. It's tart cherry juice, if you're watching. But yeah, it's an election year, you guys. I know I talked about the leap year. It's a special year. It's an election year. I'm not going to get too much into politics, but I read this a while ago. Gavin Newsom is bringing cursive back. He's bringing cursive back, and here's the story talking about that.
Turning to education news now, learning cursive handwriting will now be mandatory in California schools. Governor Gavin Newsom signed AB 446, requiring handwriting instruction for kids first through sixth grades. That means cursive writing is looping back into style for a generation of students who only know keyboarding, texting, and printing out their words.
Okay, this is going to be a problem because kids don't even know how to text. Have you ever had a friend who just goes, K? You go, hey, how's it going, Jason? I don't know, whatever. How's it going, Jason? What's up? What's crack-a-lacking or whatever the kids say? What it do? I don't know. I'm not hip. And he just goes, nothing. And you're like, where do I go with it? Where do I go? Like, or there's people who text you a week later and they go, K. Or sure, like you're like, I don't even know what I asked you. So if you're talking about cursive, it's going to be a problem.
Hand penmanship proponents say students should be able to understand documents written in cursive, such as a letter from grandma.
A letter from grandma. Guess what? A letter from grandma. My grandma's got arthritis. Okay. My grandma's not here. Rest in peace, granny. But she had
on
arthritis.
An iPhone. Copilot. Oh, wow. Your everyday.
You see how the ads do? You see how the ads do? This is the government right here messing with me, okay? This is the government right here. But yeah, grandma, your grandma's got arthritis. She can't write a letter to you in cursive. I think it's so weird the things that the governor or the president or whoever focus their time on. Cursive writing, that's the big initiative. What about how about teachers that are smart? How about teachers that are smart? That'll be a good start. How about more healthy foods at the schools? Because I remember when I was in school, we ate pizza, okay? We ate Domino's pizza in high school, and I would pay a dollar. Yeah, thank you, Mom. Somehow I got a dollar to eat this Domino's pizza, but one slice, is that healthy for me? That's why I look like this, guys. Is that healthy? One slice of pizza? Now I'm just overusing the sound. Okay. All right. I'll back up.
Come on, man.
I'll back off. Okay. And also, we know it's another year with Trump coming through. I saw a story a while ago, I think it was about a month ago, that Donald Trump is in the news again. He's always in the news. I don't care. This is where I'm at with politics. I'm in the middle. I don't care about left, right, up, down, center, whatever. I'm just over it all. But Donald Trump, he just stays in the news. Donald Trump released some sneakers. Wow. You know what? I need an assistant. Anybody, whoever wants to be my assistant, I clicked the sound that I didn't put the sound up. Whoever wants to be my assistant, come help me. I need some help with these podcasts, okay? I can't go here. My laptop's over here. My soundboard's over here. My microphone's over here. My drink's over here. It's a lot going on. My phone. I'm having a meltdown, guys. I just need help. I just need help. I don't even know what sound that is. I just need help, guys. If you could just help me for $5.99, if you help me for $5.99, look, I'll just give you $5.99 to help me, okay? Just help me really quick with this podcast, okay? I just need a little bit of assistance, okay? I only got $5.99 on it. I don't got five, I got $5.99, so that's a deal. Help me now. I'm losing it. And you know what? I'm just going to keep losing it. I'm not well, guys. Donald Trump released some sneakers. It says Trump unveils $399 branded shoes at SneakerCon. So here we go. Make sure the sound is on. Okay.
I just want to tell you, you know, I've wanted to do this for a long time. I have some incredible people.
First of all, is this? I never see Trump not in a suit that's just blue with the red tie. Does he have any more suits? And he has the part in the middle of his hair. He's just ridiculous. Just as a person, forget about his presidency. He's just ridiculous. He's unveiling the shoes. He's just showing everybody, and it's the goldest shoes ever. Who wears gold shoes? People get jacked for regular Jordans, let alone gold shoes.
That work with me on things, and they came up with this, and this is...
There's people booing, by the way.
Something I've been talking about for 12 years, 13 years.
This is something I've been talking about for 12 years, 13 years. I don't know how to do it, Trump, but I try. 12 years, 13 years. First of all, have you been thinking about doing shoes for 12 years? You weren't even president 12 years ago, so why would you want to do a shoe? This was the apprentice shoe or something? What kind of shoe would you want to invent 12 years ago? He's such a liar.
I think it's going to be a big success. That's the real deal. That's the real deal.
By the way, it looks like a Jordan. He probably just stole a Jordan. He said, you know what? I don't like this logo. Like I said, I can't do a trip. He's like, I don't like the logo. I like the idea of Jordan. I like the idea. Take the Jordan off. I want to put my logo on Jordan. I can't make shoes. I've been wanting to do this for 12 years. I know how to make shoes. How about take the logo off and put the T on it? Put a big T on it. Put the Trump T on the Jordans, okay?
What's the most important thing? To go out and vote, right? We have to go out and vote.
But I don't have shoes, Donald. How am I supposed to vote?
We got to get young people out to vote. And you're going to vote, and we're going to turn this thing around. This country's not doing so well. We're going to turn this country around.
This country's not doing so well. We're going to need to vote. We're going to need to vote. But before you vote, buy some shoes from Donald Trump.
Around fast. We're going to turn it around fast. And we're going to remember the young people, and we're going to remember SneakerCon. You know that. It's a slightly different audience than I'm used to, but I love this audience.
What's the audience?
And go out, have a good time. We love you all. Thank you very much.
This fool's crazy. A slightly different audience. Does he mean a black and Hispanic audience? Does he mean that? Does he mean a black and Hispanic audience? By the way, him thinking that he could get a Black and Hispanic vote or whatever young people vote, young people, by making some sneakers is wild. And he, the sad thing is, he probably will. He probably will. I don't know what's happening. Those are the, I mean, they kind of look cool. I don't know if I would ever wear them, but they're just wild shoes. Trump is crazy. And I think they're $399. I think they're $90 to $399. So if you want to buy some Trump shoes, go and buy them. Before we end this episode, I want to do a follow-up on a story. I don't know if you've listened to my podcast, you know that I've talked about this guy named, his name is Malcolm McDonald, and he lost his penis. He had like a blood infection, and he lost his penis. It's not like he couldn't find it. His penis fell off. So, if you don't know, if you never heard the episode, let me give you a refresher. It says, father of 47, whose penis fell off due to blood infection, reveals how he lived with a new one attached to his arm. Oh, yeah, by the way, they attached the penis to his arm once he got it back. As he says, he burned it while cooking and hit relatives in the face with his genitals while hugging them. Okay, it says, while on his arm, Malcolm could not pass urine or get an erection. The procedure to move the penis to his groin was severely delayed because he missed a string of appointments due to transportation and schedule mix-ups. Okay, I just want to know. I just want you to know. If I didn't have a penis and it was on my arm, I'm getting there early, okay? I'm calling Uber. I'm calling Lyft. I'm calling all the people. I will get a horse and a carriage before I'm late to my appointment. I'm a procrastinator. Sometimes I have an appointment and I call them. I go, I can't go. But if it's for my penis on my arm, I'm going. I'm there early, by the way. So this is wild that he just didn't make the appointments. Imagine they said schedule mix-ups. They go, Malcolm, hello? Ring, ring. I don't even feel like doing the ring sound. I'm too lazy. But they go, Malcolm, hello? Hello? This is Malcolm. You go, no, I don't need my teeth cleaned. Oh, there was a schedule mix-up. You're the guy with the penis on his arm. Never mind. Come back next week. Wow, you bought me, Shay. That wasn't funny. Anyways, but it says, but doctors said the wait for the procedure would not affect the ability for it to eventually be put in place. He revealed the difficulty and embarrassing situations he faced, including his penis falling off into the supermarket, falling out into the supermarket, and him accidentally hitting his own grandmother in the face. Imagine. I'm sorry, Granny. It's my penis on my arm. It's my penis on my arm. He said, I effing slapped myself in the eye with it. Imagine you, it's like phantom arm. You forget that you have a penis on your arm when you're asleep. You go, oh, what? Oh, you put your hand over your mouth in your sleep, or you rub your head. You're like, oh, it's my penis in my face. I think it's funny. Whatever.
Come on, man.
Whatever. I think it's funny, okay? Like I said, this podcast is for me, all right? This is my own enjoyment. Okay, he said, I went to Waitrose. There's an old lady that needed some help, and my penis fell out of the bandage and fell on her head. That sounds fake. I don't know. Maybe he's a comedian. It says he was unable to wear short sleeve tops in public and couldn't go swimming with his two children in fear of embarrassing himself. That is a little weird. Is that your daddy? Is that a girl with a penis on his arm? Is that your daddy? And they're like, no, it's not my daddy. I don't know him. They're like, Papa, let's go. You got a penis on your arm. I don't think we should be swimming. That's a little odd. But it says Malcolm finally has his manhood back in the correct place following a 9-hour operation. Yay! He got his pee-pee back. He got his pee-pee back. He said, the separated father of two said, the first thing I did was look down and I was like, oh my days, they got it right this time. I feel like a man again. Woo! This is a victory. Another banger. He's got another penis. But anyways, let's hear the story. It says, this is a story, if you want to look it up and have a reference to what I'm talking about. It says, I am an everyday man, but I don't have a penis. The man with the penis on his arm. And they actually, in this story, it says Channel 4 Documentaries, they actually talk about three people that have, like, no penis. So we're just going to hear about him. I didn't know there was, like, a no penis phenomenon going on. Let me get my sounds right. Okay. Wow. I said, let me get my sounds right, and it wasn't right.
She didn't even stop.
Jesus, help me out, guys. Okay.
I wonder if you didn't help me. I've been waiting for an operation. 6 years I've been stuck with penis on my arm.
It's not funny because he had a blood infection and his penis just fell off. But imagine calling. They're like, who is this again? You're still calling. I thought you needed your teeth done. No, it's me. It's me, Malcolm, again, the guy with the penis on his arm. They go, oh, yeah, we're supposed to schedule you next week. But you know what? Let's do it next year. Okay, I just continue having a penis on my arm then. All right.
From McDonald's, you put a penis on my arm, and it's still here.
Did I? Was that me? Oh, I did put a penis on his arm. Oh, Cheryl is the guy with the penis on his arm. Look, Malcolm, can you call me on FaceTime? He's got a penis on his arm. Okay, all right.
Can you imagine 6 years of your life with a penis swinging on your arm? My life is fucked. I'll cut it off.
They're showing the dog. He has a dog, really pretty dog, and the dog's just like... He's got a penis on his arm, all right.
Soon, I've had enough. I want this penis off my arm, please.
Imagine. Get the penis off my arm now.
Lost his penis 12 years ago.
That's a long time. 12 years with a penis on your arm.
He's one of a handful of men who every year lose or are born without one that's fully formed.
That's sad if you're not born with it, but I don't know.
This film tells the story of three of them and reveals how their penis shapes the way they feel about being a man. 45-year-old Malcolm has been awaiting potentially life-changing surgery for nearly 6 years. No one has ever spent as long living with a penis on their arm.
I'm an everyday man that does the same thing that every other man does.
With a penis on your arm. He's drawing. Very great artist. He's such a good penis artist.
But I don't have a penis.
He says, I do everything that people do. You know, I'm an everyday guy. Just don't got a penis. And sometimes you just don't have a penis. Like, life will give you lemons, or life will give you a penis on your arm. And it's like... You gotta do what you gotta do.
12 years ago, had a job, nice partner, a man's life, bringing the money in, putting food on the table.
He looks so depressed.
Baby comes along, relationship ain't too good.
The dog ran away because he accidentally hit the dog with a penis. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you guys.
Went out living on the streets.
So they, you know what, screw these producers, because they show him smoking by a wall and there's a penis drawn on the wall. This can't be, this, imagine the location scouters, they go, just show us your city. And he goes, where do you want to film? They go, where do you want to film? He goes, I think there's a wall of penises, so we could do a shot there with, I'm smoking, and there's a shot of a penis on there, so I should just stand by it. Okay.
Friend of mine in the garage, set myself a bed up, sofa and a TV. Got myself away in there.
Oh.
I've done more and more drugs. It's fine.
He said he locked himself in the TV room and did more and more drugs. Well, that's not good. Drug use is not...
6 months after becoming homeless, a perianal abscess developed between his buttocks.
Swelled up, so it was a tennis ball.
He said it swelled up the size of a
tennis ball.
And it popped.
Fucking hurts. When it healed up, it came back. I'm like, I'm not having no more operations on my bum. I'm going to do abscess, I'll pop it myself.
He said he's not having any more operations on his bum. He got another abscess, he's going to pop it himself.
So, I'm going to go pick it up, put it on the front, and get an needle and pop it.
Oh my God.
Malcolm's DIY treatment eventually led to blood poisoning.
Your fingers start going black, your toes start going black.
Penis went black.
His penis went black. And he's not black, guys, okay? He's not black, guys, but he's got a black penis on his arm, okay? All right.
To the toilet and he fell off.
He fell off in the toilet. Imagine if he would have flushed it by accident. Because that's me. Are you... I don't want to get graphic, but I'm a dump and flush person, okay? I don't just leave the stuff there. So, you know, if you're a man, be careful when you flush. Well, you know what? You guys stand up. So never mind. If you sit or stand, it's none of my business. Just be careful that your penis didn't fall in the drain and make sure it didn't flush down the toilet, because that's a whole different thing. Now you got to call the Department of Water and Power and you're like, hello, I think I flushed my penis down the drain. So down the toilet. So can you get it? Then they got to look through, and maybe there's like four other guys. Like they said, one in five guys get their penis falling off. So this is really serious. You don't want to get your penis mixed up with somebody, so.
So your penis fell off.
Go on.
That's messed up. The guy's like, your penis fell off, right? Aren't you the guy? Like, stop reminding him.
See ya.
He says, see ya.
Malcolm made it to hospital in time for doctors to save his life. But his penis was gone for good.
Basically, I'm left with a stump.
It must have set off.
To start weighing.
It's horrible.
Wow, and they show him using the bathroom. How rude.
Can you remember what it was like to have one?
Not really.
How do you not remember what it's like to have a penis? Like, I'm pretty sure if I lost a part of my body, I would remember how it felt, right? Especially your penis. He goes, nah, I didn't use it too much, actually. I don't even remember. I didn't use it too much.
If you're missing male genitalia, there's a solution that's never been more in demand. Phalloplasty. In an intricate operation, surgeons take skin, usually from the arm.
He's washing his dishes and it doesn't look that, like they're soap. So that's more of a problem. I'd rather you have a penis on your arm and use some good soap.
To create a new penis and transplant it to the groin.
It's my new penis.
Dishes look so dirty. Whoa. If you're watching this, he takes off a thing on his arm and he's got a penis on his arm, guys. Hello. Yeah, I didn't expect to see that. What the hell?
Good, isn't it? What I can do?
That's odd. Super weird.
Malcolm's never made it to its final super destination. While Malcolm lost his penis in later life, for some men, their challenges begin at birth.
Did I get it?
Okay, well, that's sad. Okay, so my thing is, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor. They can just store it somewhere. That's pretty weird. They had to keep it on his arm. Anyways, he got his penis back, you guys. And they said he requested it to be a few inches bigger. So, you know what? I think he requested 2 inches more. Why not 7 inches more? Why not? But, yeah, if you're still here listening to this, you know, we're going to talk about politics. We're going to talk about guys with penises on their arms. We're going to talk about a lot of subjects. Just stick with us. And, you know, it's going to get weird sometimes. But, yeah, Malcolm, we're happy that you got your penis back. See you on the other side. Hello. If you press play to this recording, you are here. You're present, okay? You want to have a great life. You want to be at peace, okay? You want to be well. I know life is a storm, but I want you to just ride on. I want you to get on your car, get on top of it, get on it, and scream to the mountaintops and say, hey, I'm okay. When I was a young kid, my mom said, you got a big nose. You got a really big nose. And I'd say, it's from you, Mom. It's from you. It's not my fault. I wasn't born like this with you. You made it like this. I didn't do a deal with the devil to get his nose. You made it. So my point is, your perspective has to be that it's not you and it's not the world. It's just what it is. You gotta be at peace. Life is stormy, it's raining where I'm at. But I know the clouds will disappear one day. You've gotta be positive. You've gotta be positive, alright? I want you to try to meditate every day. Even when your boss says, you're not getting a raise. You're not. And you say, alright, I'll just find another job. I want you to find another job. Maybe one day you will find another job. And then you give people raises. How about that? You do the better way. You be better than other people treated you. That's what life is. It's just a cycle. A circle of life. Like Lion King. There's a big storm out here, by the way. But ignore it. Ignore the storm. Even if your windows blow out, put some wood on them. Be positive. The rain will disappear one day. I swear. Believe it. Keep meditating. Keep being you. Don't let the rain kill the sun.
The thoughts and opinions on Smile with Shay do not reflect the thoughts and opinions on Smile with Shay. These are just simply thoughts and opinions. Thank you for listening.
Oh, thank you.
Smile with Shay. Thank you once again for listening to episode 31. I appreciate all of you. Thank you for liking, subscribing, sharing. Just don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page. Subscribe to see the shorts. Subscribe to my TikTok and everything, whatever. My Twitter. I have an X or Twitter, whatever you call it. And yeah, I appreciate everybody. This has been a journey. We're gonna keep doing this every week. We're gonna keep doing videos. It's a lot harder doing the videos. It took so long to upload. So if anybody could give me any tips on like why that shit take so long to upload on YouTube. It took me like a whole day to upload this 30-minute episode on YouTube. So I'm still learning. I've done editing before, but this is hard, you guys. This is a lot of work. So if anybody has any tips on how to edit better or how to like upload better, please let me know. And yeah, this week's quote of the week is by none other than Mary Tyler Moore. And it says, pain nourishes courage. You can't be brave if you've only had wonderful things happen to you. And it's so true. Sometimes life is just so crazy, but we have to be strong because our pain and our heartaches and our just all the bad things that happen make us stronger. So keep going, keep pushing. There's a lot going on in the world. I say this every week, but just keep smiling, keep loving each other, and keep being good to people. And yeah, just continue supporting and continue sharing this. And yeah, thank you for Smiling with Shay. I appreciate everybody. Thank you. Later. ¶¶
of surprise, I spoke into